Good morning. Arbitragers make a killing on yield differentials. FIIs turn bearish on Nifty and Bank Nifty in weak signals. Overseas investors cut rupee bets. And JP bankruptcy resolution process is stuck over land offers. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. The trade setup on Dalal Street looked strong this morning, as Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded some 25 points higher ahead of the opening of Indian markets. Stocks opened in the green in other Asian markets, and US indices ended lower overnight as investors awaited cues from the forthcoming corporate earnings season and a key inflation report due later this week. Bond yields rose slightly after the US Treasury's auctions of 3 and 10-year notes attracted decent demand. In currencies, the rupee suffered from some sharp weakness on Monday, ending below the 75 to the dollar mark for the first time in 8 months. The dollar hovered near a 3-week low against major rivals, and Bitcoin climbed back above the $60,000 mark ahead of a listing by the largest US cryptocurrency exchange. In the oil market, crude prices edged up to hover near the $60 per barrel mark. That said, here's what else is making news. Arbitragers are making a killing on bond yield differentials, as 3 10-year sovereign papers, including the benchmark, are yielding spreads up to 49 basis points amongst themselves. That has created a window of opportunity for quant experts on bond desks. Unless the wrinkles are ironed out, the differential will continue to yield a potential trading opportunity between on-the-run and off-the-run sovereign bonds, all maturing in 2030. Foreign institutional investors have turned cumulatively bearish on futures contracts of both Nifty and Bank Nifty for the first time in 5 months, signaling their cautious approach amid surging COVID cases in India. On Monday, they squared off 16,699 long contracts while adding fresh shorts of 219 contracts amid a 3.5% fall in Nifty. Taken together with the fact that they have net sold a provisional 3,094 crore rupees in the cash market so far this month, analysts called it a sign of bearishness. Hedge funds and overseas institutions, which have been counting on a robust rebound in India's growth and comfortable forex reserves to take large bets on the rupee in offshore markets, paired their positions on Monday amid a deadly COVID-19 second wave and a looming lockdown in the country's financial capital. As they unwound long rupee short dollar bets, the domestic unit slipped below the psychological level of 75 against the US currency and drove RBI to sell dollars in the spot and derivative markets. The bankruptcy resolution process of JP Infratech has gotten stuck as the lenders expressed discomfort with both bidders, Suraksha ARC and NBCC, offering land instead of cash as part of the resolution plan. Both the bidders have offered 2,000 acres of JP's land around Noida, where the project is situated. Lenders say they cannot take possession of such a huge land parcel, as liquidating it will be tough. And lastly, the risk of a second wave of COVID-19 infections across the country may accelerate investors' money allocations to international mutual funds. Financial advisors are recommending clients to hold 10 to 20% of their portfolios in international equities as a hedge against the vagaries of the domestic market. Global funds invest in companies with exposure to larger markets, with cheaper access to capital and with cheaper valuations compared to their Indian peers. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Vodafone Idea said it would clear its remaining license fee dues with interest for the fourth quarter of the previous fiscal year by the 15th of April. ONGC has sought bids for the sale of 2 million metric standard cubic meters a day of natural gas from the KG Basin. Coforge has agreed to acquire a 60% stake in SLK Global Solutions for 918 crore rupees, in a deal that the IT firm expects will help it expand services to the North American financial services industry. SEBI has imposed a 25 crore rupee fine on Yes Bank after the regulator found that the bank's wealth management wing has missold 81 bonds, also known as perpetual bonds, to investors, hiding the associated risks. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!